Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Nadine with Magnificence Mind. And today we are here to do the meditation all about creating what you desire. So the last time we got together, there was a meditation that was about completion and celebrating the completion. And today the intention is to be able to now focus on what it is your heart desires to create so that you can move forward with intention and purpose. So if you would take a moment and write down what it is you're wanting to create, all the aspects of what you're wanting to create. And in that, how do you want to feel when you are in that creation? What does that feel like to you? If you have already taken the time to write those down, then you're ready to begin. But if you haven't done that step, please do take a few moments to collect yourself and to write down some notes. If you're ready to proceed, then what I'd like you to do is to put your notes aside, and this is going to be you absolutely in the creator's chair. So before you allow your eyelids to close, would you know that we're going to do this body of work with intention? And I would like you to use the tools that you have where you are in your own spiritual growth. Many of you study with me, and so you have a specific tool box that of those tools that you can use. We're doing this meditation for everybody, so please do use the tools that you already have available to you. So with your eyes open, would you find a feeling of happy? That place where there's a vibration of happiness, a moment that you can remember or step into when you were feeling happy with that, with yourself, happy with the things that are happening around you. And allow it to be happier, even more happy, happier. And have an intention that I am purposefully going to create. And I'm going to create in this vibration of happy. And would you simply allow your eyelids to close on that vibration of happy? And now with your eyelids closed, as if you have a television screen or a computer screen out in front of you, would you visualize, allow that happy moment to play itself out on the screen in front of you? Notice what's happening, what colors of clothing you're wearing, who's around you, the sounds that are happening. And just watch the movie for a moment. And on your next breath, would you allow yourself to step into that movie so that you're in that moment? Would you be in that happy moment, hearing the sounds, smelling the smells, hearing the people around you, looking down at the outfit you're wearing, and feeling the feeling of being happy in that moment? So would you be in that moment right now? And then on your next breath, would you be back in your chair, simply observing the moment? Notice the difference. One of these, you're imagining the moment, you're looking at the moment. And the other one, you're stepping into the experience. You're claiming it. You're embodying it. So you're in present time, present moment with that joyous, happy moment. So let's do that again. Take a breath and simply view your moment. Again, who's around you? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like, taste like? And would you find that feeling, truly embrace that feeling of happy? And now would you step into that moment, being in the moments, embodying that moment. And if they're shouting and hands raised above your head, allow all of those expressions to happen. This is going to play into what we're going to do here in a moment. So be happy, happier, bubbling out of joy, coming out of your body because you are experiencing that beautiful, happy moment. And now on your next breath, would you be back in your chair, observing the moment, holding on to that feeling of joy, that feeling of happiness. And would you create an intention that I'm going to create another beautiful moment? I am here with the intention, the purpose of creating. So if you're on a computer, if you've ever used a computer, you know that if you wanted to create a document, you would open a new document, something to begin anew. So what I would like you to do is to visualize a blank movie screen in front of you. So we have a brand new moment for your brand new creation. And on that viewing screen, would you create, imagine if you will, a beam of light? Would you allow that beam of light to represent this new creation that you're wanting to manifest for yourself? And into that beam of light, I would like you to now, in the privacy of your own room, your own home, would you speak into that beam of light exactly what you intend to create for yourself? And now into that beam of light, would you speak how you want to feel as you are experiencing the end result? How does it feel when you are in this manifestation, in this creation? What does that feel like to you? How are you moving around? Do you have a particular outfit you might be wearing when you are in this creation? Do you have people you're sharing this with? Get as specific and real about how this feels to you and the joy that you're experiencing in your vibration. We want this high vibration, this high excitement. Would you take a moment now and speak into this beam of light exactly how you want to feel so that we have this high vibration and the law of attraction can then manifest this, bring this vibration and match this for us. So take a moment and speak that into your beam of light now. And would you take a breath and see if there's anything maybe you as the human have forgotten? How do you want others to view you as you are experiencing your creation? Do you want to be validated? Do you want to be uplifted? Do you want to be seen, to be visible with your creation? Do you want to be abundant with your creation? How is this whole thing from a 360-degree perspective? How do you want to present your manifestation, your creation to the world? Knowing that you can add to this anytime you want to. And we want that feeling of happiness, that feeling of joy to be wrapped into this creation. And would you take a breath and just visualize, look at your creation that is held in this glorious beam of light. Now, take a breath here. There is a part of you, a huge part of you, that does not fit inside the skin. That would be your higher self. And above your higher self is your soul. And each of us is here on this planet Earth to fulfill our soul's desire. And sometimes the part of us that's in a human skin doesn't see the part that the soul is wanting to manifest. So you've taken a few moments to pull into everything you thought of into your creation. But would you take a moment and would you invite your soul to merge with your creation, to put into this creation the soul's desire, so that you as an embodied human are manifesting your highest good, your greatest joy, so that you are on purpose with what you as a soul are here to manifest for yourself. Simply invite that soul's perspective to merge with you into this intention in this beam of light. And it's as simple as asking. And it might sound something like, "Hello, soul, would you merge my highest good and my greatest joy as a soul? Would you merge that intention with my intention here?" How exciting. And just notice how it feels inside your heart to know that your highest part of yourself is now merged with this intention. And we're going to ask more to merge here. There is another beam of light. It's called the first ray of creation. It is a beautiful, beautiful blue light. It is the love of all that is. Would you invite that blue ray of light, that first ray of creation, to merge with your creation now, to bring the love of all that is into this beam of light that is holding your creation, and to merge with you and to merge with your soul with that intention, so that the love of all that is merged with this that you're wanting to create. And take a breath. Would you be pleased with your creation so far? Be pleased with what you are bringing into your reality. And we're going to invite another ray of light into this creation. And this is the will of all that is. Whatever your belief structure is, the will of all that is, thy will be done through me. Would you invite that ray of light? It's a white ray of light. Would you invite that white beam of light, the will of all that is, into this creation, into this manifestation, allowing it to merge in, through, and around this creation, so that we have your intention merged with the intention of your soul for your highest good, your highest joy, merged with the love of all that is, merged with the will of all that is. How beautiful. And if you notice anything that's not at that high vibration simply drops out of the creation. It drops down a grounding cord that we did not officially put on your creation, but it's there. And anything that's not at this high vibration simply falls away. And would you breathe in the beauty of this beautiful creation that is yours? And would you be pleased with yourself? Would you be pleased with this creation in this moment? And how does this feel? And now would you allow yourself, on the next in-breath, would you allow yourself to step into this creation, be in the creation, and feel the end result? What does it feel like when you have manifested this creation and you are in that moment? What does that feel like? How does it sound? Would you allow yourself to celebrate in this creation right here, right now, celebrating this thing that you are manifesting for yourself right here, right now? And allowing that feeling to merge into every cell of your body and into every cell of your beingness. And as it fills you from head to toe, from inside out, would you allow it to spill out into your aura? That space around you that is yours to manage, yours to be within. Filling all of you with this beautiful joy, this beautiful happiness, this beautiful creation that is yours for your highest good and your greatest joy, merged with your soul's desire, merged with the love of all that is, merged with the will of all that is. And as you are standing in that moment, this moment of creation, would you allow yourself to look back upon the part of you that's sitting in a chair? And we're just going to do a little bit of clean off. Because every once in a while, the human aspect of us, the rational mind aspect of us goes, oh, but wait a minute. And that we allow a doubt to come in, or we allow some gibberish, you know, garbage, mental talk to get in our way. So those of you who work with me, we're going to create a rose, a high vibration rose. We're going to give the rose the command to be sticky, like one of those Swiffer picker-uppers. And would you very intentionally now clear off the pathway from where you are standing in your new creation? Would you clear off the pathway of any unseen, unconscious roadblocks, if you will, or doubts, or again, those little gibberish gremlins that go into the mind? Would you clear those off from where you're standing all the way back to where you're sitting in a chair? Just clear off that line. Allow the rose to do the work, clearing it off, turning that rose if you need to, no different than if you're dusting a fan, you have to turn the duster over a little bit. We're just clearing off the dust, clearing off the cobwebs from the point of where I'm standing in my creation back to where I was when I thought about my creation. I'm just clearing that pathway off. And as soon as you clear that entire line back to where you're sitting in a chair, you can blow that rose up and allow all that energy to go back into the all that is, or going back into shattering and going down the grounding cord. That's another wonderful place for this energy. It goes back to the pool of all possibilities. And just notice how beautiful that line looks now. From where you're sitting to where you're standing in that beautiful creation. And would you be pleased with yourself? And now would you step out of the creation and admire it? Look how beautiful this creation is of mine. And would you be in awe of the beauty of your creation? Again, your creation merged with the soul's intention for your highest good, your greatest joy, your growth, your next step. Merged with the love of all that is. Merged with thy will be done through me. And now would you allow yourself to sit back in your chair and view this beautiful creation. And when it is complete, would you reach your hands out and bring this beautiful creation into your heart? Pull it into your heart. And that pulling action, as I'm pulling it into my heart, I'm allowing this to manifest, and all the universe is now rooting for you and is putting things in your steps, in your pathway, that magnetizes and it pulls into, and it matches this vibration, so it manifests all the people, the tools that you need to manifest this creation will now be in front of you, magnetizing to you, pulling into this creation that you are pulling into your heart. And allowing it to merge in your heart now with your love of yourself. I love myself. And say the statement that I bring to you all the time. I love myself. I'm freaking awesome. And feel that joy as you claim that truth about yourself. I love myself. And would you be pleased with yourself? Be pleased with this step that you just took for yourself. Well done. Good job. Take a nice deep breath. Allowing yourself to feel as this creation now expands from inside your heart out through your skin and again out into your aura. And would you allow yourself to take a step forward? And notice as you take a step forward, the color and the vibration of this creation is already in front of you, so that as you step forward, you are already stepping into this creation. Well done. Be pleased with yourself. Until we meet again, this is Dr. Nadine with Magnificence Mind. Have a great day. Namaste.